Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind, Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. On fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this cat you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are. You spittin' disaster if you ain't praising the Most High. Who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is that and therein is, but saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for the mighty Yah have brought us to another week, even unto this sixth day, protecting us against all hurt, harm, and danger. And we praise the Almighty Yah for bringing us to this day, that we might prepare ourselves for his great and glorious and honorable and sanctified Shabbat day. Again, we have another beautiful program prepared for you, for nothing but the truth. And it is true. That all I'm going to tell you is the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. But if for some reason you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, or you don't agree, call me. 919-931-6216. And we will discuss it. We'll talk about it. Because that's what brothers are supposed to do. And my name is Moray Yeshaya ben Yisrael of the house of Israel. I thank my beautiful brothers and sisters, and I say, be all my beautiful brothers and sisters, shalom. Because I know the only reason you're listening and tuning in this day and every time that you listen, whether it's by internet or whether it is by phone on Blog Talk, I know the only reason you're listening is because of your fear towards Elohim. Before we get into our program this evening, I would like to remind everyone to visit our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org. And there you will see the information for our upcoming conference, which will be held in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, July the 28th through the 31st. And there we will deal with the covenant of marriage. Every aspect of marriage we will deal with. And we will try to leave no stones unturned. And why are we dealing with marriage? Because undoubtedly, marriage in the world is in great darkness. But marriage in Israel is in gross darkness. And we need to understand why. But the Creator said he will make the dark light, and he will make the crooked things straight. And this is what we're going to do in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And you need to know why marriage is so essential and so important. As many of you all know, and if you don't know, marriage is under attack. In modern time today, now, in the United States of America, a man can marry a man. A woman to marry a woman. And what's next? I don't even want to imagine what is next. Even when a man wasn't marrying a man and a woman wasn't marrying a woman, the marriages were still under attack. And we're going to talk about why. And Israel don't have to be part of the problem. Israel can be part of the solution. Did not Yah say we will be the light unto the world? And what do Yah have to say about this matter? And how can we be the light of the world, but yet in gross darkness? So undoubtedly, there's some things that have to be magnified and made honorable. Undoubtedly, there's some crooked things that have to be made straight. And undoubtedly, there are some very dark things that have to be brought to the light. And this is what we're going to do. So please start making your reservations at our upcoming conference. If you desire to be married, call me, 919-931-6216. Spread the word. And we will talk to the couple. And we will make plans to do such, to fulfill their desires under the name of Yah. If you have a desire to renew your vows, call me, 919-931-6216. And if you just want marriage counseling, whether you're a couple or whether you're single, male or female, call me. And you need help, you need counsel, you need guidance, we can help. Now, why is this marriage thing so important to us? Well, the Creator said in the book of Isaiah 56 and 1, He said His salvation is there to come, and His righteousness is to be revealed. And there is no salvation without righteousness. And let me show you what the Creator said. I tried to share this with our brothers and sisters last Sabbath in our class, and this is what I took them to. And I asked them a very important question. And you'll find it in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1, and this is what it says. And Yah had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And this is the part, this is the question I ask all the people in the class and on the internet. It says, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And I wanted to know, how would all the families of the earth be blessed? How would this be manifested? How would this be known? How would this be seen? How will we know that all the families of the earth will be blessed? And Abram is not even here. Abram is long gone. So how will we know and see and understand this great blessing? When I heard a lot of the various comments that people had made to me, and a lot of things they said was true. But let me show you what the Creator showed me, how this will be manifested in the earth. In the first place, I want you to turn to and what will be manifested. For it says, and in thee, talking about Abram, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. First of all, what people are not really seeing and recognizing that what's going to be blessed in Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham. Well, in truth, the thing that's going to be blessed is families. The Almighty is not talking about a bunch of individuals, which also can be blessed too, because He said, all those that bless thee shall be blessed, and all those that curse thee shall be cursed. But that was just during His lifetime. Then that was passed down through His seed and through His Son. But He said, but in all the families of the earth, they shall be blessed in Him. And I needed to know how this was going to happen. But let me share some things with you so you can know how important family is. And, of course, as you know, if marriage is under attack, it's only because they have the family under attack. And as you all know, there's no greater attack on any family in the earth, especially or more than the family of the whole house of Israel. Today, most our houses are ran by mothers. This is not the way of the Most High. As you know, many of our marriages end up in divorce, not just in Jacob, and Jacob represents one who don't know who he is, but even Israel. But divorce is rampant in our communities. So who's representing Abram or Abraham? And that all the families on the earth shall be blessed in him. How can this be manifested when all you see is divorce? All you see is hatred between one another. All you see is slander and talebearing. You don't see families sticking together, working together, living together, pulling their resources together. Not in the black community, and not in Israel. But let me show you how this will be manifested in the earth. Turn to the book of Malachi. And this is what I asked the class. How would this be manifested? And watch what it says. In the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. And I'll start at the fourth verse. It says, "Remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments." It says, remember that. And then it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children." And in Hebrew it says, "He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the sons, and the heart of the sons to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." In other words, in order for all the family of the earth be blessed in Abel, this has to be manifested. The father's heart has to be with their son, and the son's heart has to be with their father's. And why do you think it says the word son? Well, the word son comes from the Hebrew word bane, which means son. But another word that is close come from the same Hebrew word as bane is bainah. The Hebrew word bainah means to build, because that's what the sons are. There is no building without the man. He is the builder because he is the one that is the head, the leader. He's the judge. He's the ruler. And so it is essential that the fathers and the sons be knitted together. And Abraham, he was knitted to the hip of his son. And if you want to know the workings and the actions and the responsibility of a man, the righteousness and how a house have to be ordered and executed and done, the Almighty left Abraham as the standard bearer for family. Did not the Creator say, look unto the rock from whence you are hewn? Look unto Abraham, thy father, and Sarah, who bore you? Then the Creator said, for I called him alone, and I blessed him, and I increased him. This is why all the families of the earth will be blessed in him. Because this is how family should operate. And the Almighty is going to send Elijah the prophet back to get the spirits right in man. For what a dreadful and great day of Yah. And yes, it is dreadful. Because all these nations, including Israel, that you know of today, they will be reduced to just families. Because little do people know, most people don't want to be a family. Most people ain't even trying to be a family. And most do not even have the capacity to be a family like Abraham. So the Almighty had to reduce the population, because the Almighty is not about to allow anyone in his kingdom that's of a different mind than him. Because Yah is about family. Let me show you this. Go to the book of Amos, the third chapter. Show you the mind of Yah, the thoughts of Yah. Then you can understand Abraham's mind. Then you can understand how in Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Because he is the standard bearer. That's who we look to. That's who we look back to. That's the standard in which a family is supposed to operate in. But it has to be manifested. And it will. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, it says, in the first verse, hear this word that Yah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity. And it is true. Yah's going to punish us because we're the only family he chose. We're the only family he gave his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments to. And if this is true, it only makes sense since he's going to punish us for our iniquities because he's our father. And did not our father teach us righteousness? Did not our father teach us his ways? And how to operate, and how to conduct ourselves, and how to deal with one another, how to respect one another and love one another. But are these the things we're doing? No. Do you honestly believe that Yah was going to allow somebody to be in his kingdom, executing his program, and you don't even know how to be a family? I think you better look back to Abraham as Yah commanded. So you'll know if you even have the heart, the mind, the spirit, the capacity to even be part of Yah's family. It says, Can two walk together except they be agreed? How you going to walk with Yah and you don't even know how to be a family member? And I'm about to show you how to be a family. Because as the scripture says, it says, indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Yah is looking for families. And I want you to see this. And he's looking to bless families. Just let me show you this real quick, how the earth will be reduced greatly. In the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter. And this is what it says in Zechariah, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go out from year to year to worship the king. You notice it said everyone that is left of all the nations. Why? Because the Almighty is going to have a great destruction when? In the great and dreadful day of Yah. Isn't this when Elijah's coming? And don't Elijah the prophet supposed to turn the heart of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the father before this day? Yes. This is why it says everyone that is left of all the nations. Then watch the 17th verse. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth, because that's all that's going to be left, unto Jerusalem to worship the king, Yahweh, even upon them there shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they have no rain. There shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. Because, as I stated before, the earth will be greatly reduced. Because Yah is not going to deal with those who don't have the mind of a family. Why you think he said, in thee shall all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Look at the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Shows you once again that all the nations that you know of will be greatly reduced, including the house of Israel. It says in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, the 7th verse, Yah also shall say the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And that day shall Yah defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. Even though most of the people, most of the earth teaching that there won't be a David. And David is not coming back. But the scripture said, it shall be as David. And then it says, the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yah before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And watch what it says. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace, and the spirit of, and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourning for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. In other words, we're going to have those who are left they're going to have the spirit of grace. And what is the spirit of grace? In other words, they're going to be greatly saddened in heart and be in great supplication for this great destruction that Yah is going to bring upon earth. And it makes sense, because if you got a mind and a heart for family, you don't want the earth destroyed that way, but it is going to be, and you're going to have to mourn for it. But not those who, they don't care about family anyway. They're not mourning for the wicked. They're not mourning for nobody, because they don't have a mind and a spirit and a heart for family anyway. So they're not going to be in mourning. Today, well, let me finish reading this. It says in 11th verse, in that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadiron, Hadidrimon, in the valley of Megiddon, and the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shammai apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. Why? Because this is how Yah will reduce everybody to a family. And why? Because most families don't want to be a family anyway. Most people don't want to be a family. People today don't want to have no children. And then those who have children, they don't want to take care of their children. You got very available and righteous men, but women don't want to be with them because they might have kids, or they might have been married before. You got men that got problems with women with children, even though the women are righteous and good and available. I don't want to take care about nobody else's kids. This is the mindset we have. But not so with Abraham. This wasn't his mindset at all. And it was not the thoughts and the mind of Yah. Job, all the righteous, Job said, I was a father to the fatherless. I was a husband to the widow. I was feet to the lame. And I was eyes for the blind. Not the mindset of our people today and the people in the earth. But this is the mindset of a family man. Job would pray for his children. That's in case they did something in their heart. Said something in their heart that was wrong. Why would a man do that? Who prays for them? They might pray about their children, pray for their children, but who goes as far as to pray just in case their children says something in their heart? Who does that? Yeah, a family man. That's what he do. This is how he look. Let me show you this. Once again, how Yah reduced nations in the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter. Watch what the Creator says. And let me tell you, the only people that's going to be left are family. Now, why would Yah leave a man and a woman back, and they ain't even about family? They have succumbed to our enemies. And what did our enemies do? Our enemies were feverishly together. They confederated themselves together to destroy our families. And here it is, our people have succumbed to this destruction, and now they don't even need other people to destroy our families, because they are. How do you think they doing it? What do you think tale-bearing do? What do you think a false witness do? What do you think somebody who committed adultery do? What do you think somebody do when they slander? Nobody want to be around that type of stuff. So what happens? Friends, loved ones, families are divided because wickedness is prevailing instead of righteousness. But once you stop all the strife, once you remove the scorners, once you stop all the lying, once you stop all the tale-bearing, then you're going to see family rise up again. In the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter, this is what it says in the 12th verse. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return thou backsliding Israel, says Yah, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, says Yah, and I will not keep anger forever, because you know Yah's anger is coming. So why act a fool? Turn. Because you're backsliding. Only acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yah thy Elohim, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, said Yah. Turn, O backsliding children, said Yah, for I am married unto you. This is why we're dealing with marriage. Because the family has to be restored. And you can't restore family without marriage. And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. This is what the Creator said. So there will be a great reduction in the earth. And when will it happen? When Yah, in the great and terrible day of Yah, this is when this will happen. In the hearts of the father has to return to their sons, and the sons' hearts have to return to their father. Because if that don't happen, Yah said he will come and curse the whole earth, because he's not going to deal with this unity that he see in the families of earth. Let me show you what a family man will do. Let me show you how a family actually supposed to operate as. The first thing you want to know, and first you want to see, is the life of Abraham. Look what this man did in the book of Genesis, the 14th chapter. There's a man that didn't have a child till he was 100 years old, but yet he still was a family man. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, even before I get to the 14th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, and this is what it says in the 27th verse. Now these are the generation of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father, Terah, in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took their wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. Sarah was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram, his son, Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son's Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. Terah died in Haran. And see, when Abram's father died, Terah, his father died, then I just left his son. Two of his sons, Abram and Nahor. And it also left Haran's son, Lot, because Haran had died. And look what Abram did. In the fifth verse of Genesis, the 12th chapter, and Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. In other words, Abram took responsibility of his nephew. That's why. Because even before this man even had children himself, this man was already a family man. He already had the characteristics of family. And then look what happened to one of his family members. Look what he did in Genesis, the 14th chapter. Starting at the 11th verse. It says, and they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is when the war took place, and they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victories, and went their way. Took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Moreh, the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, the brother of Abner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. This is the man that the Almighty told us to look to. This is the man the Almighty said, look unto the rock from whence you are hewn. Why? Because this man was undoubtedly the greatest family man in the scriptures, the greatest family man on earth. This is not how we help each other today and look out for one another today. We don't even want to be around each other. And we're family. Supposed to be anyway. Let me just show you some other scriptures of the life of this man. In the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. Just so you can see what this man was like. And watch what it says in the 16th verse. And this is what it says. Starting at the 15th verse. And Yah said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yet I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto Yah, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And Yah said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And watch what the Creator tell Abraham. And as for Ishmael, I've heard thee. And what did he hear? Because Abraham was such a family man, he even asked Ishmael to be blessed, as that Ishmael may be able to live before him. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. This is what the Almighty did for Abraham. He blessed Ishmael. Even though the descendants of Ishmael became crazy, not Ishmael himself. And he was very blessed. And why? Because of his father. Because this was the type of man he was. So why was he so blessed? I think you know why. And we're going to read it in Genesis, the 18th chapter. The 18th verse, or 17th verse. And Yah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation? And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. In other words, this man was very obedient to Yah. This man served Yah to the extent that this man's family served the Most High Yah. His family served Yah. This is how dedicated, diligent, and how righteous this man was. And if we want to be a part of the families of the earth, do you honestly believe that Yah will accept anything less? No, he will not. Because Yah himself is about family. Let me show you something. In Genesis, the 19th chapter. And this is when they went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And look what the angel said to Lot. It says, in Genesis 19:8. Let's start at 7. And said, I pray you, brother, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have 2 daughters which are not known. Man, let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. These men were angels. And they said, stand back. And they said, again, this one fellow came into Sir John, and he will needs be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they reared themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides? In other words, anything, do you have anybody that belonged to your family besides those in this house? Son-in-law, and our sons and our daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of Yah. And Yah sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for Yah will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. In other words, Lot didn't have no respect. And if this was Abraham, oh, they would have went. They would have walked. They would have marched. They would have believed him. But because Lot didn't have the respect of his family, this is why the prophet Elijah had to return. That the hearts of the fathers be with the sons, and the sons' heart be with their father. This got to happen. Or you will have madness like this take place. But you still notice that Yah sent these angels to Sodom and Gomorrah not to save some individuals, but to save a whole family. And this is what I'm trying to help you to understand, that we have to be about family. How can we be a part of the families of the earth and not be about family? Furthermore, turn to the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and watch what this says. In the book of Genesis 22. Of course, this was the time when Abraham was going to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, because Ishmael was sent away. And he was very blessed when he was sent away. And why was he blessed? Because of Abraham. Genesis 22, the 15th verse. It says, and the angel of Yah called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said Yah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thee as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And why? Because thou, this is what Abraham did. And because of this, his seed is blessed. We're already blessed in Abraham. And watch what it says in Genesis 26. Starting at verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yah appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee And unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And why? Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, statutes, and my laws. This is what Abraham did. No wonder Yah told us to look from whence, under the rock from whence we are hewn. No wonder Yah told us to look back to this family, the greatest family on earth. No wonder Yah said, in thee shall all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And no wonder Elijah has to return just to get our hearts, our spirits right, that the father's heart be with the sons and the son's heart be with the father. Because undoubtedly, this is not the case today. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite of this. Today, the average woman, she don't even want a bunch of kids. She don't even like kids, most women. Kids are just a custom. Not so with our women in the days of old. They knew this was a blessing. As a matter of fact, it was great depression and hardship and a reproach to them not to have a child. A man back then wanted his quiver full of children. Today, a man might just want a boy and a girl, and he's good with that. That's cool with him. Why would Yah even tell Abraham that his seed shall be the stars of heaven? And let me show you this one last scripture before I go to the callers. In the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter, Genesis 25. Today, a man look at a woman, got children, he's not about to even consider her. Man look at an old woman, I don't want her. Our family just destroyed. We're just backwards in our thinking. We are in gross darkness. But I'm appealing to your wisdom, that the great day and dreadful day of Yah is coming. And you're going to have a certain type of heart, type of mind. To be spared in this great day. It says in the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter, the very first verse. Then again, Abraham took his wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. In other words, all Abraham's children, all his sons, he didn't start having sons until he was 100 years old. And he had eight sons that were mentioned by name.
And it says in the fifth verse, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. In other words, all his sons, all his children, he began to have over the course of, which is 60, in 15 years, 75 years. This man was a family man. And if you're not a family man, if you're not a family woman, how can this blessing take hold of you? For in thee, yeah, all the families of the earth be blessed. Give me a call. 347-838-8963. And I will go right to you. Just press the number one on your phone. And I have one caller up. We're going right to our callers now. Hello. Hello. They might have just hit the number one by accident. I'll come right back to you all. And if you have any comments, just hit the number one on your phone. And if you're listening by the way of the internet, text me, 919-931-6216. And I will address your comment as well as your question on air. We're going right to another one of our callers. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Moray Yehoshua.
It's a beautiful program, and I like how you tied in how important family is and how the Almighty talked about our ancient forefather Abraham and how he was a family man even before he was a family man, and how it's important that our people understand that it's important that the man to the family unit and the family structure back together collectively so we can be that great and righteous nation once again. Everything starts at the top. That's why the leaders are, that's why the scripture says the leaders that cause the people to err. And the leadership starts with the man. The leadership starts with the ruler, the master, and the head of the household. And we have to get back to our rightful place and not only in history, but our way of life by living righteously as a man, as a husband, as a provider, as the captain of the ship, as a judge, as an officer, and the things that the Almighty wanted us to do in order to move this nation forward. And you illustrated that perfectly throughout the scriptures, and all the scriptures you showed were just so powerful. Even when you showed how you gave the example of Lot and how Lot wasn't able to get his sons-in-laws to lead the city of Sodom and Gomorrah when it was about to destroy it, and to let you know that they didn't have that rightful mind and know how wicked that place was. And too often we as Israel want to stay in the mire clay of Babylon, and we so accustomed to Babylon that we learn their ways, and we got to come out of that. And there's a backwards thinking, and our mindset is just corrupted by this the ways of the heathens. And the scriptures say, learn not the ways of the heathens and choose none of his ways. And too often we choose ways of the heathens and we don't even realize it and recognize it. And I just wanted to share that with your audience because the lesson today was just beautiful.
And you're absolutely right. The scriptures say, envy not, thou the oppressor, and choose none of his ways, just like you said. And that is the truth. We have really chosen, see, because
believe it or not, the heathen, the European countries, they don't want a lot of children. They had no interest in having a bunch of children at all. They see this as barbaric to have a bunch of kids. And we taking on that same mentality. They put their parents and stuff in a home and let some nurses and doctors and so forth and take care of them. They put their children in orphanages. So you know what we do? We do the same thing. We put our parents away who took care of us. Instead of us taking care of them, we put them in homes. And our children, instead of we taking care of our own family members, we let them go to these orphanages. These black children that's in orphanages, it's not because they don't have family members.
No.
They got family members. The family just ain't stepping up to take care of them. This is why a lot of these children are lost. And we have no sense of family. Let me read this to you, and then I'm going to go to our other callers. It's in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. It's in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And we have no sense of family today. This is why we hate one another. I mean, blacks talk about blacks worse than whites talk about blacks. Blacks, I go to this little African shop around in the local town. Most of his customers are white. And it's an African shop. Because blacks don't support black people and help people and be a family to people, to one another. They don't do this. They talk about one another. Look what it says in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. The 23rd verse. Oh, Yah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Oh, Yah, correct me. In other words, this is what the prophet said. Correct me, Yah. Don't let me just walk in this way, but with judgment, not in our anger. Lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Yaakov, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. This is what he's praying, because once again, it is the family. How can you pray for self and not pray for family? How can you do for self and not do for family? How can you even operate? And there's a lot of people doing it. A lot of people doing it. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And I'm going to go right to a couple of other my callers. Going right back to here. Shalom. 248 area code. Shalom. All right. For some reason I can't hear you in the 248 area code. Going right to the 708 area code, Chicago. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Hello, my beloved brother.
Hey, you know what? I just want to say, what you're talking about, I just want to comment. You know, I ain't going to be too long. Yehoshua said, comment. Also, I want to comment this, mainly. You know, what we talk about in the word, you know, mainly it's not enough, you know, that we talk about as the man, his role as a husband, as a leader. You know, it's not much talked about that much. It's usually about what the sisters and how they're supposed to be good and, you know, a good wife, a virtuous woman. But on the other side, we also got to think about how a righteous husband to rule in righteousness should be. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, the structure, like you said, the man is the head in the household, but he has to be the head of the household in righteousness. You know, Yah's not balanced. He has an order, but he has an imbalanced order. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you're speaking on is totally correct. And, you know, that's what I wanted to comment on. So I'm going to go, and may Yah bless and keep you, my brother. And Israel, I love y'all. Shalom.
Shalom, my beloved brother. And you're absolutely right, my beloved brother Josiah. You're absolutely right. The Creator said he was going to make the crooked things straight, and he was going to make darkness light. And surely we need a lot of light today, because the earth is totally out of course. And why? Because the families are out of course. And why? Because the man and his sons are out of course. So we got to get it back straight. Hallelujah. And we're going to another one of our callers in the 832 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. I would just like
shalom.
To ask a question. Shalom.
Yes,
should a man be more patient with his wife, knowing that she may have flaws, or should he just get rid of her and just say to someone else?
Well, just imagine if Yah thought like that. This is how you know that type of thinking is not the way of Yah. It's not the thoughts of Yah. It's not in the spirit of Yah. Because if Yah got rid of us for our flaws, we would be nothing. We would have been gone. Because
Hallelujah.
We all have flaws. There's none righteous that sinneth not. We all have flaws. As a matter of fact, the scriptures let us know, even before we got married, even before we came together, even before we joined to one another, we already have flaws within ourselves. And how do I know we have flaws within ourselves? Because we just man. We just dust. All we can do is work hard to be as perfect as we can be. And who can judge another and say, look, man, you got flaws, so I gotta put you aside because you just got some flaws and you got too many flaws. What, you don't have no flaws? Everybody got flaws.
Thank you. I needed that because right now it's like I have a flaw and it's hard to just get over it overnight, but yet I do want my husband to understand that I am human and I'm trying to get better. But it's just not easy. It's not easy.
Well, I understand that. And listen, seek the Most High, because the only one that can help you with any type of flaw that you have is the Most High. He is the one that hears the prayers. He's the one that heals and wounds. He's the one that kill and make alive. So there's nothing too hard for the mighty Yah. And so he can help you that you might have. And you seek him. And Almighty, he loves those that seek him wholeheartedly. And it sounds like you wholehearted about the task and your desires to be one with your husband. And listen, he needs to see that. He needs to see that's your desires, to be one with him. And reach out to me, 919-931-6216. And I'll give you some more examples on how you can be one with your husband. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And may Yah continue to bless you in your endeavor. Going to another caller in the 919 area code.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Moray.
Shalom,
shalom. Long time,
I've been a long time listener. I'm just now speaking. I spoke to you a long time ago. And
I remember you. I remember you. Shalom. Praise Almighty Yah. And it's good to hear your voice.
Praise Almighty Yah. I want to speak on regarding, okay, I know we have to be a family, and we need to be a family. And what do we do when our husband wants to make excuses, and he keeps saying that the Most High hear his prayer, and I keep saying, you know, you won't study, you want to go and backslide because of issues, and then he'll say, like, well, you know, haven't you ever been through? I said, I've been through a lot, but I don't let things take me away from where I need to be. What do we do when we're like that with that person? I mean, how do we stay with that person when they want to do everything else and not be the head? But they're saying, well, you're trying to be the head. It's not that I'm trying to be the head. I just want him to be the head like he's supposed to, but he doesn't want to do that. I'm just...
And that's beautiful, and I hear your frustration, and believe it or not, this is the frustration of most of the daughters of Zion. So you're not, unfortunately, you're not a minority. You're not alone in this feeling. You're not alone in this problem that we have in Israel. This is why we haven't the conference that we have on the covenant of marriage, because the crooked things have to be made straight. And let me tell you what's crooked. What is crooked is the leaders of Israel, the husbands in Israel, the man in Israel. And until he humbles himself and stand up and be the man that Yah ordained him to be, the daughters of Zion will continue to have these problems. But they don't have to have these problems. Thing that I suggest, when a daughter of Zion have a problem, a controversy in her family, she get counsel. She get counsel. And preferably she get counsel with her husband. And they get counsel together. And let someone that is not biased hear the problems and help you with the solutions. Thing I suggest, get counsel. The Creator said there's safety in a multitude of counsel. And a lot of times people are scared to get counsel, and I understand that. I understand they're scared to get counsel. But this is what you have to do. You got to talk these things out, and you got to let Yah make the crooked things straight. And this is what we're going to be doing in July. And if a spouse don't want to get counseling, I still recommend that you yourself get counseling, because the crooked things still have to be made straight. Because I don't recommend no drive off a cliff with her husband. That's not the way of Yah. So you seek Yah and you get counseling. And again, give me a call, 919-931-6216. Maybe I can help.
I sure will. He's went way left field, and I don't think he's trying to come in. He's doing things that he shouldn't even be doing. It just shocked me when I found out.
Well, give me a call. Give me a call. You got my number. I hear your despair. I hear it. And I understand it, because, like I said, you're not alone in this thing. A lot of women have to be made whole. And so give me a call, and we'll talk about it.
I will. Praise my Lord. Y'all, hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Thank you.
And we got, you're welcome. And we have another one of our callers in the 513 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Moriah Shire.
Hello, my beautiful elder. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Got a little sore mouth, but for the most part, all right. I just wanted to chime in and say that the key point that you brought out all this night is about the family. And even with the last sister, and you telling her to seek counsel. Counsel is even when, in my life, when I was out there and coming over from Christianity to finding Yah's path, long story short, the more the man desires to hear and obey Yah and let the pull of Babylon go away, the more he'll begin to stop whatever he's doing as misbehavior. And so I know Yah is our only help. And I hope all the people listening, you know the importance of what you're saying and that they make their way to Hattiesburg, you know, for this great conference. I'll leave it right there, having said that Yah gave you brilliance in this teaching, and it's right on mark. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and thank you, my beloved elder, and I hope everyone can make it to Hattiesburg, which we will be there July the 28th through the 31st, and we'll be there for counseling. We'll be there for marriages, and we'll be there for renewing of the covenant and the vows. And, of course, you don't have to wait till July. Give me a call, 919-931-6216. And one of the reasons why we occasion this thing in July, the covenant of marriage, is because the Creator said his salvation is near to come. And his righteousness is to be revealed. And there is no salvation without righteousness. And we know the righteousness that the Creator is looking for us to begin to execute is the righteousness that we see in Abraham. And what did he say about Abraham? In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And let me tell you, daughters of Zion, Yah, he hears your stress calls. He hears the vibration in your voices. He hears the pain and the suffering that you have endured by the people, by the very ones that's supposed to love you and take care of you and provide for you and support you and adore you and cheer you up. Yah hears it. And Yah will not forsake you. He's not going to forsake you. Crooked things will be made straight. And the dark will become light. Show you another scripture in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And this was a command that the Creator gave our people when they went into Babylon. And this is what it says in the 4th verse. Jeremiah 29:4. Thus said Yah, folks, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat the fruit of them, take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give daughters to your husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. The peace of the city whither I have called you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yah for it. For in
the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus said Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Talk your dreams, which ye have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not said them, said Yah. And this is the truth. This is what we have to know. It's what we have to understand. Yah answer prayers. Yah will not forsake you. Yah with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And let us come together. Let us gather ourselves together. And let us build this community that Yah told us to build long time ago. And let us build it in righteousness, equity, and in peace. These things we can do. Things Yah desire us to do. Things that we're supposed to do. Of course, until next week, y'all love you, and so do I. Shalom.